colorful mural with the words from the poem The Village Blacksmith decorates the wall outside the North Hill studio of Mina Kamath. A petite Indian woman, Mina doesn't exactly look like the mighty man with large, sinewy hands mentioned in the famous poem by Longfellow. But you could say she is a modern-day version of the village blacksmith.
Now we are going to enter in our factory where we manufacture the iron gates and fences.
The motto of Mina's company is sheer poetry and metal.
In our showroom, we show all our projects, which are displayed.
Today, Mina and her employees are working on an intricate door for a client's personal wine cellar.
So that's a creation from the raw material to what we want.
Strips of forged metal intertwine like pieces of rope and wrap around carefully crafted flowers made of wrought iron.
The raw iron material is heated very high temperature, and then it is pounded, hammered, and bent.
But years ago, she forged a different path. As a child in Mumbai, Mina excelled in the arts. She could copy almost any master painting. Renoirs were her specialty.
So when I finished my high school, I told my dad I wanted to join Jeju School of Arts, which was one of very famous college for an architect and artist. And my dad looked at me and said, no, I would make good living. I should become a doctor. So I dropped my idea and I started applying to medical school and dental school. And I got the admission in dental school in Bombay.
On breaks from dental school, Mina would leave to hang out at the Jahangir Art Gallery, which was the place to see new and exciting art in Mumbai.
And when I started working with the dentists, I still was feeling that there was something lacking.
After she got her degree, Mina moved to New York to pursue a dental career in the States. But as a single girl coming to America in the 1970s, life wasn't easy.
I hated America. I wanted to move back to India.
But then Mina took a solo road trip, 6 days, 3,000 miles from New York to California. When she arrived in LA, she stayed with the one person she knew, a former classmate from Mumbai nicknamed Chucky. Before long, they were dating.
And we got married in 1980. So we had the dental office and dental lab, and we were both working there.
5 years later, Chucky and Mina had a son. She loved life with her family, but still felt something was lacking in her job. Mina's specialty was designing cast partials, a special kind of denture. She saw an artistic element in the process, but it wasn't exactly satisfying her deep love of art and design. She yearned for something more. Decades passed. Then in 1995, she was visiting her parents back in India and had a revelation.
And I was talking to my dad, that how sick and tired I was with dentistry. And it was my dad who said, I'd done enough dentistry. And if I switch my career to arts, I think I would enjoy it more.
Back in the States, Mina stumbled upon a business for sale. She saw an ad in a newspaper that said ornamental ironwork. She stopped by the studio and noticed a huge decorative iron gate hanging outside.
I looked at the iron gate and what I was specialized in dentistry, the cast partial. When I saw the gate, I thought there's no difference in the partial and the gates. The principles are the same.
She put a deposit down on the business that day. At this point, Mina was 55 years old. She'd been a dentist for 30 years, but the thought of starting all over didn't intimidate her. She went home and told Chucky she had found something.
And I'm going to get out of dentistry and start this. And he said, okay, go ahead.
I am Rabindra Kamath. I am Mina's husband, and I have started working for her company. Basically, Mina has a lot of vision, and she's always striving to be better and bigger.
Before, in the dental office, Chucky worked with the patients and Mina was behind the scenes in the lab. Now, he calls himself her ADC, or aide de camp.
Which is a nice title for a gopher.
He always brings such humor in every aspect of life, and that's great. I don't think I have sense of humor, but,
yeah.
But he does, and I just can't tell you how helpful that is for me. It has taken off a lot of stress and load off my shoulder. So I'm so grateful to him that he has decided to join me. And I've noticed that everybody who is into blacksmithing, they just love this art. They are so passionate about it. Nobody has taught me how to run this business or how to do it. So when that comes that easy, it has to be some reason for it. So I feel I must have done in my previous life. That's why it looks like I know it, you know.
Longfellow describes the village blacksmith as working week in, week out, from morn till night. Mina's philosophy is not much different. She's planning the first major exhibition of her work this summer and has no plans to retire anytime soon. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Caitlin Parker.